Time once again on 4HI for Q&A, Steve.
Morning,
good
Mick.
Morning, mate. Yep, it is a lovely morning. Now, the first question is, and I know I've sort of had a crack at you about this before, how many years have you been looking after property investment for clients on the Central Highlands?
Mick, it's now 34 years, mate.
34 years.
It started with a client who was a senior mining engineer for Utah. He was based in their Brisbane office.
Well, what's that got to do with up here?
Well, I organised some property investment strategies for him. He told some of the fellows at their Moranbah mine, and they said, well, you better ask him to come up here to Moranbah and give us some advice.
Well, what happened then?
Well, Mick, I showed these blokes how to save tax and build up their own superannuation with residential property portfolio, and they were obviously pleased with what I organised for them, because they then referred me to, you know, by word of mouth to other people in Moranbah.
Steve, I didn't know that Utah were at Moranbah.
Well, they're not there now, mate, but this is, I'm going back to about 1982. BHP bought out Utah and amalgamated Goonyella and the Riverside Mines.
All right. Okay, yep. But how did that get you to Emerald?
Well, it's quite ironic, but now what is known as Kestrel Mine started out as Gordonstone, and the management mob there, they were all fairly young guys, and they wanted to set records in virtually everything they did.
And did they?
Well, Mick, this is where it becomes ironic. They wanted to set, amongst other things, they wanted to set a record for the best industrial relations, and they were the first mine to have only one union, and that was the United Mine Workers Federation of Australia, known as UMFA.
And?
Well, the union negotiated a great deal, but knowing that historically a large percentage of the workers did not know how to manage their money, they asked management to arrange someone to help them.
And, Steve, that's where you came in.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Yep. Some of the management team were old clients of mine, and they recommended that the union members speak to me, and then my business in Emerald just grew by word of mouth to such an extent, I was here that often, that my ex-wife thought I must have had a couple of girlfriends, which I didn't. we got divorced, and now I live here.
Wow. Well, we got your 34-year history in one session, but I heard a whisper, you'll get married again.
Oh, Mick, can you believe it, mate? Yeah, but I'm getting married to my beautiful Lynn in 5.5 weeks, mate.
Well, nobody's counting, though. Mate, are you going to still continue to live in Emerald?
Oh, certainly, Mick. Look, Emerald's a great town, and it's home now, and Lynn's already made many new friends here.
Oh, fantastic. Does she play golf?
No, mate, no.
That's for the club. No. All good, mate. All right, we better do the ending and let people know how to get in touch with you. 4987-7567. That's Steve's phone number. And when you Google Steve Taylor, get Steve Taylor and Partners. You can listen to all the Q&As that we've done, and some before that too. And good morning to the lovely Estelle in the office. Don't forget, you've got a question, send it to me here at 4HI, mick@4hi.com.au.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome, Steve.